speaking on the role of sustainable debt in creating fiscal space to pursue development and climate goals. You have the floor.
Thank you so much. By the end of 2023, the accumulated long-term external debt of developing countries amounted to $8 trillion, which was more or less split equally between public and publicly guaranteed debt and then private non-guaranteed debt. If one thinks only of public and publicly guaranteed share, that half, it coincidentally amounts to the same that we have been talking about as the gap, the financing gap that needs to be filled in order to meet the SDG and climate commitments. We know that if these commitments were to be met, we would result in a doubling of the prevailing public and publicly guaranteed debt levels within a few years. And so how do we deal with that need relative to what is going on within countries? We know that already some, I mean, and I think Ugo's point about debt to GDP and the differences in different countries was very well taken. For most developing countries, debt to GDP is in fact the wrong metric. The right metric, because of course they have to service external debt through foreign currency earnings, is the share of external debt service relative to export revenues. And already 97 developing countries, which is about 92% of those countries for which we have data, pay away more than 5% of their export revenues servicing their external debts. And the median, which is of course important, is 16%. We know this is more than three times greater than the limits contained in the 1953 London Agreement at facilitating Germany's post-World War II economic recovery. That agreement was really significant and is significant today for developing countries because it recognized that balance of payments constraints have the potential quickly to derail a country's economic recovery. There were another two things that we really like about the German or the London Agreement. And the one is, of course, that 51% of the debt burden of Germany at the time was forgiven. But the third, which was really important, was that there was this intrinsic incentive for countries to demand goods and services from Germany so that it could in turn service its debt commitments. The problem is that what has been happening in developing countries is that the cost of servicing debt has grown much quicker than the extent to which revenues have grown. And even if we look at government revenues rather than exports, we can see for most countries, for example, the frontier market economies, the median costs of their public and publicly guaranteed debt in order to service that have grown 16% on average since 2017. By contrast, government revenues have increased only at 10% a year. So then, how do we do this reconciliation? And like Ugo, I would appeal for a substantially reduced cost of debt. This means we need concessional finance, and we need to find ways in which to scale it up. There is a significant role for multilateral development banks to play, and in particular, we would argue that one of the ways they could play that is if special drawing rights that were issued as part of the 650 billion special drawing rights issued in August of 2020, that should be where possible rechanneled into these multilateral development banks. We know that significant commitment to rechanneling has taken place to the IMF Resilience and Sustainability Trust, and in some cases also to the Poverty, Growth and Resilience Trust. But for every $1 in to those trusts, 80 cents perhaps emerges as something that can be on lent. If we use the multilateral development banks, we potentially have a leverage of 4 times. We know that this kind of dramatic action needs to take place because even if we were to get dramatically improved concessional finance right now, it would take a long time to have a material impact on borrowing costs because, of course, it will apply only to new debt. We also need to recognize that the current debt levels may well, in fact, be understated, not just in developing countries, but elsewhere. And one of the things that we need to really work on is targeted technical assistance programs to help boost tax collections, as well as debt management recording systems and improved internal capacity of countries to undertake their own debt sustainability analyses. In this regard, I would like to point out that UNCTAD has one of 2 global public goods that we offer in this regard, the Debt Management and Financial Analysis System, which provides the software and capacity building for 85 institutions in 61 countries, without which those countries would not be able to report to the World Bank or other multilateral development banks, and they would be excluded from that concessional financing. Thank you very much.